by the power of the eternal heaven, Khan of the great Ulus. Our command. This is a version sent to the great Pope, that he may know and understand in the Muslim tongue what has been written. The petition of the assembly held in the lands of the emperor for our support has been heard from your emissaries. If he reaches you with his own report, thou, who art the great Pope, together with all the princes, come in person to serve us. At that time I shall make known all the commands of the Yasa. You have also said that supplication and prayer have been offered by you, that I might find a good entry into baptism. This prayer of thine, I have not understood. Other words which thou hast sent me, I am surprised that thou hast seized all the lands of the Magyar and the Christians. Tell us what their fault is. These words of thine, I have also not understood. The eternal God has slain and annihilated these lands and people, because they have neither adhered to Chinggis Khan nor to the Khagan, both of whom have been sent to make known God's command, nor to the command of God. Like thy words, they also were impudent, they were proud, and they slew our messenger emissaries. How could anybody seize or kill by his own power, contrary to the command of God? Though thou likewise sayest that I should become a trembling Nestorian Christian, worship God, and be an ascetic, how knowest thou whom God absolves in truth, to whom he shows mercy? How dost thou know that such words as thou speakest are with God's sanction? From the rising of the sun to its setting, all the lands have been made subject to me. Who could do this contrary to the command of God? Now you should say with a sincere heart, I will submit and serve you. Thou thyself at the head of all the princes, come at once to serve and wait upon us. At that time I shall recognize your submission. If you do not observe God's command, and if you ignore my command, I shall know you as my enemy. Likewise, I shall make you understand. If you do otherwise, God knows what I know.